We continue on Daf Mem Ches Omer Aleph at the Mishnah on top. Shalosh Asheros Hain. There are three types of Asherah trees. Number one, Ilan Shenatu Mitchila L'Shem Avodas Kochavim, a tree which was planted with the intent to use as Avodah Zarah, Hareza Asura, that's prohibited to use. Gido Upislo L'Shem Avodas Kochavim, V'Hechlif, Notuma Shehechlif. If you trimmed or pruned the tree for the sake of Avodah Zarah, and then it grew afterwards, so whatever has grown is Avodah Zarah, everything else is considered and not Avodah Zarah. Obviously, we're assuming that the tree was planted not for the sake of Avodah Zarah, it was planted for something other reason, and then only afterwards they changed their mind. And number three, Hemitachteha Avodas Kochavim, V'natla Harezim Uteris. If an item of Avodah Zarah was placed underneath the Asherah tree, and then it was removed, it becomes permissible. While the item is there, while the image is there, it's prohibited, but once you move it, it becomes Asur. Now, we've already discussed the two different possibilities of this case. The halacha applies either way, but if the item was placed there on a temporary basis, then even if a Yisrael moves it on his own, it's nullified. If the image was placed there intentionally, then a Jew would not be allowed to move it because it's usher, but a non-Jew can be mevatel it and then remove it, and then the tree would be permissible again. So those are the three possibilities, the three types of Asherah trees. So now the Gemara focuses on the second case, the second type of tree, which is one that was pruned and then it grew afterwards. So says the Gemara, Amri Devei Rabbi Yanai, V'hu Shehivrich V'hirkiv B'gufo Shel Ilan. Says Rabbi Yanai, do you know when the additional growth is going to be usher? It's only when you take the roots of the original tree and you replant some of the growths into the ground, you graft it, and then that tree begins to have growths, but not the tree itself. That's where Rabbi Yanai's statement, which is a little bit strange, because the Gemara says, V'ha'anan gido pislo tznan. He says, but understand, the Mishnah specifically says gido pislo, meaning that when you prune the tree itself, the new growths from that tree are problematic. It's not that you have to replant the roots or the growths into the ground, and then whatever grows afterwards is considered the new growth. So that doesn't make any sense. Rather, the Gemara says to clarify Rabbi Yanai's statement, Elaki itmar Rabbi Yanai l'inyan bitul itmar. No, what Rabbi Yanai was talking about was regards to a concept of nullification. What does that mean? Da'af al gav dehivrich vehirkiv begufo shel ilan. Even if he replanted the gufo shel ilan a second time and then it began to grow, ki noto ma shehechlif shapir dami. Even in that case, so long as you remove the new growth, you can continue using the tree afterwards. Why? Demahu, or what's the idea? Demahu detema kiven dehivrich vehirkiv begufo shel ilan ki ilan shenatu mitchila dami. I might have thought to say that once I'm replanting the tree or the roots back into the ground, then its status changes from a tree that was originally planted for mundane purposes to a tree that was originally planted for Avodah Zarah purposes, and therefore, v'litzer kula, and I would never be allowed to use it, not only the growth, but even the roots themselves. Kamash v'lan, to teach us otherwise, the Rabbi Yanai came along and said, even when you're hivrich v'hirkiv, v'gufo shel ilan, so once you remove the new growth, you can use the roots. That's part one of the Gemara. Now the Gemara goes on to a different discussion. Amar Shmuel, Hamishtachave la'ilan tofsaseha asura. If someone bows down to a tree, comes Avodah Zarah, so the new growths are prohibited, because now you made it l'shem Avodah Zarah. So let's say initially it wasn't planted for the sake of Avodah Zarah, and then someone bowed down to it, decided to make it Avodah Zarah, so anything that grows afterwards is considered part of the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, hold on a second. Mesiv Rabbi Elazar, says Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar asks, that doesn't jive with our Mishnah. Gido upislu la'avodas kochavim, v'hichlif notoma shehichlif. Our Mishnah says that when you trim it or prune it, and then it grows, you remove the growths, and then everything else is permissible. As opposed to, so says the Gemara, gido upislo in, lo gido upislo lo. If you do the pruning, that creates the problem, the new growths can be removed. But lo gido, if you don't do the pruning, then there's, nothing happens. So if you bow down to the tree, how can you say that the tosefta is usur? The tosefta should not be problematic because you didn't do any pruning, you didn't prepare it for avodah zarah. So in that case, that Shmuel's rule that when you bow down to the tree, the additional growths become prohibited, you would say no, the additional growths should not become prohibited. You didn't do anything to show that the additional growths are going to be prohibited. So the Gemara says, Amr lecha Shmuel, so how does Shmuel reconcile this contradiction? Amr lecha Shmuel, hamani rabbanan hi, u'shmuel amar derabi ki rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. Ah, says Shmuel, you're forgetting our long-standing machlokus between Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda and the Rabbanan. If you remember, as the Gemara continues, the Amar, Ilan shenatu ulbasof avdu aser. Shmuel says like Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda, who says that a tree which was planted initially for the mundane purposes and afterwards it was used for avodah zarah, it becomes aser. So what do you see? This again, that's the long machlokus. The Rabbanan say Ilan she'anevdu shenatu ulbasof avdu is still mutter, but Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda says it's aser. So says Shmuel, I can explain to you the problem over here. Our Mishnah says when you're gido upislo for the sake of avodas kochavim, you prune it and then it grows. You remove the growth and then it's mutter. Why? Because that's based on the Rabbanan shita. That according to the Rabbanan, a tree that was planted not for the sake of avodas zarah and only afterwards it was worshipped, it's mutter. But now when you're doing an action by pruning, now it's going to be problematic. That will be the Rabbanan's opinion. There the Rabbanan would agree. And Shmuel says when you bow down to a tree, the additional growths are usur. That's because that's consistent with Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda's opinion, who says the tree that was worshipped that was planted for mundane purposes and then later on worshipped, it becomes usur. So here too, you bow down to the tree, the tosefta. So once the tosefta becomes problematic, that essentially is the machlokas. Now the Shmuel is stating that the Mishnah here follows Shitas Rabbanan, and I follow Shitas Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda. So comes along Rav Ashi and says, hold on a second. Maskif la Rav Ashi, mimai. Mimai de Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda of Rabbanan bitosefes pligi. Who says that Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan are arguing about the status of the additional growths? Dilma tosefes l'divriya kol aser? Maybe they both agree that the additional growth will be prohibited, whether it's bowing down to a tree and or with or without pruning. Maybe they're all going to agree that the addition is prohibited. Ubi ikro pligi. And what they're really arguing about is whether you can use the roots, the main part of the tree. The Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda saver ikro nami aser. Maybe Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda would say that the ikar itself is prohibited based on the verse, the chesed v'asherim tisruim be'esh. You have to destroy, you have to burn the asherah. For Rabbanan saver ikri ilan shari, but the Rabbanan will be a little more lenient and say, no, the roots of the tree itself are permitted. The chesed v'asherim tikad de'un, because it also says that you chop down the tree. Ezehu ilan shegiduo aser v'ikaro shari, which, what's a tree where the main roots are permitted, but the Gidua, the other parts of the tree, need to be cut down. That's aser, but the main part is shari. Haviomer, that could be ilan shenatu lubasof avdu. So says Rav Ashi, you Shmuel are trying to limit the opinions to a one-to-one. Maybe we can say it's divrei hakol. Everyone agrees that the tosefes are aser. But the machlokas between Rabbi Yosi bar Yehuda and the Rabbanan is not by the tosefes, it's by the ikar, by the tree itself. And if you're going to say to me, says Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi is anticipating a rebuttal. If you're going to say, oh, well, the Gemara earlier didn't say this, the Gemara seems to indicate otherwise, that the machlokas is about the tosefes, not about the roots, because if it was about the roots, they would have mentioned it. Everyone seems to indicate from the earlier Gemara that the Ikar is Mutter. So says Ravashi, not necessarily, you don't need to do that. Epuch Rabbanan lid Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda, ud Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda l'Rabbanan. Well, all we need to do is just switch around the opinions of Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda. In other words, we weren't so clear which one said what, so we just said that we gave the logic for Asherim Tegadeun and Asherim Tisrifun Be'esh, so let's just switch it around. And we'll say that according to the Rabbanan and Rabbi Yossi, everyone is going to agree that the Tosefes is prohibited, and the Machlokas is only going to be about the Iker, and the Rabbanan is going to say that the Iker remains permitted, and Rabbi Yossi Behuda will say the Iker is Aser. So then the Gemara says, if that's the case, Im Kain Giduo Upislo Man Ketanila Lo Rabbanav Lo Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Well, if that's the case, then how do we make sense of our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah says, if you prune it and you cut it down for the sake of Avodah Zarah, then it becomes Aser, and if you remove the additions, then it's Mutter again. Well, who wrote this? We already know now, based on the earlier case, if you bow down to a tree, the Tosefes is Aser, because we always say that the Tosefes is Aser, so why do we need to give an example of pruning to show that it becomes Aser? The addition is always prohibited when you bow down to the tree. It doesn't make sense for the Rabbanan or for Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. Why not? I Rabbanan below Gido Pislonami Tosefes Asura. Because according to the Rabbanan, Tosefes is always going to be Asur. I Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, and according, if you're going to tell me that this fits with Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, it doesn't. Because Iker Ilanami Asur. Because according to Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, the tree itself is going to be Asur. So of course the Tosefes is going to be prohibited. So what's the purpose of mentioning it then in our Mishnah? So Gemara gives two possibilities. Iboy same Rabbanan, the Iboy same Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. I can give you an answer for the Rabbanan, and I can give you an answer for Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, why our Mishnah needs to include a case of Gido Upislo. Iboy same Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. I can tell you the answer for Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda, because why? Ki ka'amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda. When did Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehuda say that the tree, the roots of the tree itself remain Usr? That's only below Gido Upislo, Iker Ilan Usr. When you don't do the gidua and the pisulo, and you don't do the trimming and the pruning, that's when we're going to say that the main tree remains prohibited. Aval gido pislo, but once you do the pruning and the trimming, gali adaita, you tell the world, you're revealing to everyone, dipetosefes nichalei beikar ilan lo nichalei. You don't care about the main stump, the roots of the tree. All you care about is the tosefes. So maybe it changes by doing the gidua and the pislo. Ibay Seim Rabbanan, and that's why, by the way, the Mishnah teaches us that case. Ibay Seim Rabbanan, I can even tell you that the answer, explain the Mishnah for the Rabbanan's opinion. Gidu Upislo Istrichale, even though he says that Tosefes is always going to be Aser, we need to mention Gidu Upislo. Why? Kasalka de Chamina, I might have thought, Kivan de Avidle Maise Begufe, I might have thought, once you do an action to the tree itself, you don't just bow down to the tree, but now you prune it. Ikar ilanami litzer. I might think that we should extend the prohibition of Avodah Zarah not just to the Tosefes, not just to the addition, but even to the main part of the tree. Because you made an action, you changed the nature of the whole tree by doing some work on it. Kamash Bulan, to teach us otherwise, the Mishnah gives us a case of Gidu Pislo, again to say that only the Tosefes is going to be prohibited. So we end up with a Machlokas, Rabbi Yossi, again, the same machlokas between Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Rabbanan. Now we've switched around their opinions, but everyone seems to agree now that Tosefes is always going to be prohibited, and the machlokas is going to be whether the main part of the tree is Aser or not.